In today's entertainment news, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who attended the 2020 Circle of Sisters Expo. It was virtual and it was an amazing event this year. 2 days of us coming together as one, celebrating women of color and sisterhood. Steve, Carla, and myself, Carla and I made a virtual appearance. That was really fun, Carla. That was fun.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was the first time we'd ever did it virtually, but it turned out to be great. Circle of Sisters is a movement. So we want to say thank you to our home station, 107.5 WBLS. And we got to say see you next year. And hopefully next year it'll be in person, huh?
Yeah. Got a lot of comments. And Steve, you made a virtual appearance too. So it was all love from the Steve
Circle
Harvey
Sisters
morning.
Show did.
Yes.
Show.
Yeah.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Thanked everybody for voting. It was all good.
It was nice. It was really good.
Nicely
Thank
done.
You guys.
Yep.
Yeah. In other entertainment news, the American Music Awards were last night, hosted by Taraji P. Henson. It was a big night for Roddy Ricch and Megan Thee Stallion.
Hey, can I say something?
She performed. Yes, she performed.
Can I say something? Taraji P. Henson was fly last night.
Yeah, she looked good.
Taraji
P. Henson was fly last night.
Yes, she was. Yes,
she did an opening number dancing gown, Taraji.
Grown ass woman was not playing with a grown ass woman. This hats off to grown ass women.
Okay.
Yes. Show
Take
the kids.
More performers included The Weeknd, Kenny G, Billie Eilish, Belle Biv DeVoe, and Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Good show. I thought it was a great show. I really did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer
Entertaining.
Lopez.
Hey,
hello.
Anything. Yeah.
Oh, what is she? Like, 73? She looked damn good.
How old is she? 73.
73.
Damn, really, Jay?
I don't know how old she is, but she looked great. Man.
She is gorgeous. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she looked great. And finally, other entertainment news. She's always beautiful. The 30th annual reunion of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was released. It was finally released on HBO Max. Everyone has been talking about the reunion of Will Smith and Janet Huber. Better known as the original Aunt Viv, of course. Mm-hmm. She starred in the role for the first 3 seasons before being replaced by Daphne Maxwell Reed.
Is that the one that tripped? It was the second one, the one that was tripping.
When you hear her side, you hear there's a lot going on.
It's all relative,
I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. I ain't picking sides. I don't know nothing about it. Mm-hmm. I know one of them was tripping.
She told Will that being labeled difficult hurt her career. Take a listen to this.
You know, words can kill. Mm-hmm. I lost everything. Reputation. Everything. Everything. And I understand you were able to move forward, but you know those words, calling a black woman difficult in Hollywood is the kiss of death. Mm-hmm. It's the kiss of death. And it's hard enough being a dark-skinned black woman in this business.
Wow.
Well, she said that at the reunion?
Yeah, she was talking to Will.
I mean, she and Will had a one-on-one, because he was 21 at the time, you know, when the show first premiered and everything, and he admitted that he wasn't sensitive to her needs at the time.
Yeah, she was going through a difficult marriage.
Will. He done heard a lot of stuff this year. Will Smith has heard a lot.
No, what I'm saying is, Will need to quit doing like interviews at tables.
Because he had
the
same
mics.
Entanglement face.
Yes.
Will need to stop listening to people. I wouldn't listen to the
same interview for Will.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Yes, this is Ann Tripp with the news. Let's get to it. More bad news for the Trump administration's legal effort to try and negate the results of the election. A federal judge has dismissed a Trump lawsuit in Pennsylvania aimed at invalidating millions of votes. The judge even scolded Rudy Giuliani and Trump's other campaign lawyers for not presenting any facts to back up their arguments. Both Pennsylvania and Michigan scheduled to certify their vote count sometime today. Meanwhile, though more and more Republicans are urging Donald Trump to bow out gracefully for the good of the party, a group of former Homeland Security officials feel that way. Elizabeth Newman is a former assistant secretary for counterterrorism.
Now's the time to come out, rationally explain that he has lost, and it's okay to be upset about that, but violence is not the answer.
Newman tells ABC that she's afraid that Trump supporters could turn violent if Republican leaders don't speak out, and there have been some threats to that to that end, actually. One person, by the way, voted out of office election day, cover this, was that Georgia district attorney who initially oversaw the case of the black jogger Ahmaud Arbery and who's under investigation for seeming to avoid charging Mr. Arbery's alleged killers. D.A. Jackie Johnson, who was white, was turned out of office by the voters and by a sizable margin of 66 to only 34%. Not exactly. LeBron James is what I want to talk about. LeBron James does so much for the community, and now it's time for us to do something for him. King James says somebody he considers family was murdered this past weekend in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. He says the killer or killers are still out there. His best friend's sister was found shot to death in her bedroom on Monday. LeBron tweets that, quote, "My city, I need y'all to go to work and find out who did this awful, shameful, disgusting thing to such a caring, loving angel. Justice for Erica Weems." Okay, that's for King James, LeBron James, someone in his family found shot to death in his hometown of Akron, Ohio, and he's asking the public to help out. Shocking news, looks like there'll be no legal reckoning in the Tamir Rice case, at least not right now. Apparently under William Barr, the man President Trump has picked to run the Justice Department, apparently they said they let the case just drop. They haven't had a determination about who should pay for the shooting, death of the 12-year-old black child, and who shouldn't. Just left it like that. Maybe that'll change with the incoming president-elect Biden. Finally, Baby Nancy, the first Afrocentric doll with an Afro, has been inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame along with Sidewalk Chalk and Jenga.
Jenga from Irwin. Great game with a strange name.
Once you touch it, you can't keep your hands off it.
No, I was breaking, falling. It always messes up with me. Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.